course.
The same band name. And there was in the state somewhere, and there was only a few likes on it, and it was like unactive. And so like, okay, let's just take that. Let's just put it together instead, so it wouldn't be like exactly the same. I know it's not much of a big difference, but it changed it enough.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. Like, well, to me, one is very interesting, the how you come up with names.
It is.
You know, I've interviewed, well, I don't want to brag, but, you know, a lot of bands. But,
for sure, I'm sure you have. Yeah,
just joking around. But, I mean, some of the anecdotes or some of the stories behind the name are just, you know, from the amazing to the ridiculous to the, you know, just slapshot comedy to, I mean, it's all over the place, to the, you know, totally. Deeply philosophical, you know, like, so I always like to ask, because it's always very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's a great question, and that's like one of the main battles when you're starting a band. It's like everyone has their own input, right? Three people say yes, one doesn't, or whatever. I've like put words in a hat, you know, and we've all pulled a word out of the hat and like made up bad names that way too. So you can't argue with it. Like, okay, it was drawn from the hat. That's what we're going with.
Exactly. No, I hear you. Oh, thanks for sharing. Okay. So in terms of like, you know, composing the songs, like, is there a main or a dedicated person, like for the lyrics, for instance, versus, you know, the riffs, or is it a collaboration? How does it work for Sweet Beast?
Yeah, so that's a good question. It's kind of, well, it's always a collaboration. Everyone always gets to add whatever they feel, the flavor they want to put on it. But there's a couple main instigators. Me and John, the guitar players, just play a lot and just jam around on our own accord. So we usually find these neat pockets to bring to the space. And usually we get a nice chunk of meat in there, you know, so there's like, there's a feeling of like a wholeness to it, and then you can kind of jump onto it. So whether it's either me or John writing it mostly, whatever kind of sticks in everyone's ear, you know, some, you create a lot of music, but it doesn't always stick around. Mm-hmm. So the ones that kind of stick around are the ones you keep, and it ends up usually being mine or John's, and it just starts with like a jam. You know, you're just playing by yourself. You're like, oh man, this is sweet. You know, how most people come up with their stuff. But it could be all over the place. You never know when you're going to find that song. And sometimes it just writes itself in like 5 minutes, and you're like, holy shit.
Yep.
Like, this is it.
I've heard that before. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it's cool.
And what about the lyrics?
Oh, right. So that usually happens afterwards. We'll like get the feeling of that song, you know, we'll play it a bunch, we'll listen back to it and stuff. And then you kind of get like a vibe of like where it's going. And then we just kind of, script it towards how the feeling of the song is.
Okay, that's cool.
And that's usually me writing it. Most of the songs that I've stuck around are ones that I've written, or John's written like a bunch too on the album. And so he'll go home and he'll write his lyrics on the stuff that he's brought to the table. So we kind of give, I don't know the right word for it, but you know, you give someone more of a hand in the pudding if they've brought more of the ingredients. You know, they have more of like a say in it.
Correct.
So if it's something that they want to bring, then they'll bring the lyrics to you because it's like more meaningful to them and they want to like say something through it.
Okay. No, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm always curious as well on how the, you know, the composition process. Works. On, mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just agreeing with you. Sorry, I'm just kind of a chatty guy.
No, that's good.
It's an interesting question, too, because I've tried it other ways, right? You have a feeling like, you know, you're writing down some poetry or you just have a bunch of stuff you want to get off your chest. And I find writing the music first helps me write lyrics. It doesn't work so well the other way for me.
Interesting. That's a great, how do you call that? I don't know. Annotation? I don't know. How you call it?
Yeah, that, I think something like that. And then the song feels different too, because you're writing the music, the words, the way the song feels, and I feel like it has like a different style of connection to the music.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a piece of art at the end of the day. So, you know, some people may feel, even, you know, if you, or even if you don't pay attention to the lyrics or whatever, like the music itself will, you know, make you feel something, and it will make me feel something either the same or different, or yeah, or a mix. So it's, yeah, so I hear you about, you know, listening to the music and then, well, writing about what it's, anyway, yeah, what it's giving you.
Yeah, it's magic, bringing you magical stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Okay, let's go and listen to some more of Sweet Beast music, and we'll be right back here at the Metal Meltdown. We are back here at the Metal Meltdown. Soy el Dr. Misterio, and of course you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Unceded Coast Salish territory. We just listened to Midnight. This is a song from our guest tonight, Sweet Beast, and also from their brand new album, Illusions. Yeah, let's continue our chat with Eric from Sweet Beast. Are all the songs together, like, is the album like a theme or not really? Is each song is kind of its own?
It does. I would say it does to a degree. We named it Illusions for the theme purpose of kind of like what's going on in the world right now. So you could strip apart our each song into its its own category of how it dissects certain aspects of life and like going through, you know, like your work day and then transitioning into the night and the weekend and like thought processes and exchanges. And one of our singles that released called Plastic People is like kind of a tie into that, where the world's just stuck on their phones, you know, and they're sucked into this whole other reality that's like, it exists, but it's not real, you know? So the album's kind of going towards that direction of like greed and this illusion of the reality and perceptions that we are being hand-fed and how everyone's walking around kind of with a blindfold on a little bit. So I guess that would kind of be the theme.
No, yeah, that's great. And yeah, the last few years have been like that. And I guess, yeah, with the more coming of additional, you know, social media, whatever, apps or whatever, yeah, it's even worse. Yeah. But, yep, hear you.
Yeah, it's taken over.
Yeah, that's why.
Kind of scary.
That's why old guys like me are, you know, still rocking.
Yeah, heck yeah. We need you around, man. We got to keep it alive.
Yes. No, but you guys like, you know, like you and then your band and then, you know, metal or hard rock or whatever bands and people are, you are very good at having a perspective on, you know, on what's going on and what's happening. And then on top of that, you're expressing it through your music. So it's even, you know, even better. So I really like that.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. That's really aware and thoughtful of you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for making the music.
Yeah, dude, I love it, man. It's something I just can't help doing. It's a creative outlet that doesn't exist anywhere else. Really, so.
Yep, absolutely. So have you had a chance to like promote the album? Are you planning to? What's happening in that area?
Yeah, we definitely have. It was a process since about starting in last year, November. And we've just kind of been drawing out the last 3.5 months of this process and kind of teasing it out. So the album was released on the 21st. And we had, two music videos out and seven songs on that album. We're gonna keep kind of pushing it after that, right? Like, you gotta keep kind of like reminding everyone that it's out, you know, and let them know that we're also making more material in the future. So like, hang in there. So as we're moving forward, you're kind of reposting the stuff that you've done. So most of the meat and the work is like already pretty much promoted. This is, I think, one of the last interviews that we'll probably be doing. And again, thank you so much for reaching out to us and letting us be a part of this. This is super, super awesome and new for us too. There's a new kind of a new hallway that we're going into, which is exciting.
That's cool. And any plans for touring or for doing shows, or is that in there?
Yes, definitely. Always. It's just about time and scheduling and money. You know, we have a 3-day tour coming up in April 4th to 6th. With some good friends of ours from Nelson called Cave Dweller. Bison will be playing in Nelson future, right, touring.
Yeah, for the tour, yeah. Just start from the tour side or the tour, yeah. You were saying you were going with the something dwellers from Nelson?
Yes, Cave Dwellers, yeah. There's a group of guys out there that run lots of shows at the Royal. So they've asked us to team up with them for like a three-day tour, which is going to be crazy. We're going from Kelowna to Nelson, which is 4 hours, then coming back to Kelowna, Penticton to play a show, which is like another 4 hours, and then 4 hours to Vancouver. So it's a bit zany out here to play shows because it's so space between, but that should be something to look forward to. And then we're going to try to plan an across Canada tour probably next year with two albums, with Space Queen and a couple other bands. So we're trying to get in festivals too. That's the whole thing. It's like you got to get into one of these festivals to make a bunch of contacts and keep that dream kind of going. So hopefully we'll get into some of those this year too. We've applied to a bunch, so that should be good if we get some of those.
No, sounds good. Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned Space Queen. Like I know them personally, and
nice. So
yeah, we play trivia. Well, not every night, but most of the nights. So anyway,
that's awesome. They're really cool people. They featured on one of our songs too. So shout out to those ladies for being on our album. Super awesome of them.
Yeah, I was about to mention that. You beat me to it. So great job.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's good. That's awesome. But yeah, I noticed that and I was, wow, this is too much of a coincidence, man. You know, like I know them and I'm chatting with you and, you know, you're together in a, you work together in a song. That's the universe, man. It's an endless messages.
It is. Yeah. You know what you call it, man. And it's a small world. When you put yourself out there, you realize like I bump into people all around the world and it's like, what are the odds of that? You know? So I kind of feel like there's some, I don't know what you'd say, like divine connection.
Yes.
And maybe that's why I'm drawn to music, because it's kind of this same ethereal vibe that just is like invisible but drawing us together, you know?
Correct. No, that's great. Okay, so where can people find news, merchandise, songs about you? Like, do you have a website or?
Yes, our good band member, Johnny Herms, Hermary, is a techie guy, so he's got us a website going. We have merch, but we haven't like linked that to our website yet, but we got a website going. And our music is across most of the platforms like Bandcamp, Spotify, SoundCloud, all those guys. Again, those music videos that you want to check out are on YouTube. Our good friend Bo Fip, he helped us with that and turned our idea like into a piece of artwork, so we're super thrilled on the way that turned out. And the other videos is something that I chopped up and tried to turn into some psychedelic trip of a music video. So if you like any of our stuff, go check that out. Hopefully you'll like it.
Cool. And what's the URL of your website?
It would be sweetbeastrock.com, I think. Or sweetbeast.com. I feel embarrassed that I don't know for sure right now.
Oh, it's okay. It should be on John's, you know, shoulders, not you.
Yes, it. I know.
Oh, that's good.
I'm pretty sure it's sweetbeast.com.
Yes. Well, I'm sure we can look it up, and it's, well, we know what we're looking for, so shouldn't be hard.
No.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Eric, for being with us tonight. And yes, whenever you, well, we'll remind again the audience about the April dates. And yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
So yeah, whenever you have the or even if you have them now, the dates and the places already, like, let us know.
Yeah. The 4th, yeah, is on April 4th is in Nelson at the... Not at the Royal this time. It's at the Owls, in Eagles and Owls Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 5th in Penticton is the Hub. And then on Sunday in Vancouver, we're playing at, I don't remember.
That's okay. I can look that up and let the people
know. Yeah, I can't remember right now.
Or just text me when when you...
It'll be on our, it's on our Instagram and our Facebook pages, all our, okay. The posters for it.
Sounds good. I'll look it up when we hang up, and I'll, okay. I can let the people know on the show afterwards. All right.
Well, appreciate picking up the pieces. Thanks, Antonio.
Yeah, of course. That's what we are here for. No, thank you very much for being with us. And
thank you.
Yeah, let us know whenever you got new music or you're doing another little tour. Yeah, let us know and we'll spread the word.
It'd be my honor. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on here again, Antonio. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, take care. This is Eric from Sweet Beast, and you're listening to the Metal Meltdown on CJSF 90.1 FM.